wiggled his fingers and laughed. My fingers are like little magnets. The sack went from X-ray to armpit to squid. It's sure good to eat something that doesn't come from a can, said Armpit. Squid tossed the sack to Zigzag. Stanley knew it would come to him next. He didn't even want it. From the moment Magnet shouted, "Anybody want some sunflower seeds?" he knew there would be trouble. Mr. Sir was sure to come back, and anyway, the salted shells would only make him thirsty. "Coming your way, caveman," said Zigzag. "Airmail and special delivery." It's unclear whether the seeds spilled before they got to Stanley or after he dropped the bag. It seemed to him that Zigzag hadn't rolled up the top before throwing it, and that was the reason he didn't catch it. But it all happened very fast. One moment, the sack was flying through the air, and the next thing Stanley knew, the sack was in his hole and the seeds were spilled across the dirt. "Oh, man," said Magnet. "Sorry," Stanley said as he tried to sweep the seeds back into the sack. "I don't want to eat dirt," said X-Ray. Stanley didn't know what to do. "The truck's coming," shouted Zigzag. Stanley looked up at the approaching dust cloud, then back down at the spilled seeds. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time.